A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
G'day everyone, I'm Will Dale and welcome to Repco Bathurst Daily, our special edition of the V8 Sleuth podcast coming from trackside at Mount Panorama all week during the 2022 Repco Bathurst 1000. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage online now. The address is garage.repco.com.au. Now, alongside me here on Wednesday at Mount Panorama is Connor O'Brien, website editor at V8 Sleuth. And as Mike Raymond once said, we've got a bit of a weather problem.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, Will. It is definitely for a Queenslander like myself, it is pretty chilly and very, very, very wet. So, yeah, and I think it's only the the start of what's to come, right?
Yeah, the unfortunately, the weather forecast does not look particularly good on the Bureau of Meteorology website. They're predicting rain tomorrow and then again on Friday and then again on Saturday and on Sunday. The pièce de résistance, 20 to 35 millimetres of rain. So that's going to make for a very wet Bathurst 1000 potentially.
Yeah, and that could make it... Would that potentially make it the wettest Bathurst 1000 in history?
Potentially, yes. Yeah, we actually just did a story on the website today. If you go to v8sleuth.com.au, the top five wettest Bathurst 1000s in history. It would genuinely be the wettest Bathurst in history, and that's going to present all sorts of issues for the teams, not just in the race itself, but in the lead-up, because you think back to the last properly wet Bathurst we had in 2017, it was dry throughout the lead-up, and then teams started encountering all sorts of things like fogging up windscreens and those ingenious solutions of sticking a rag onto a squeegee and jamming it down by the driver's seat, which you can't do anymore. It's going to be an interesting race if/when this weather keeps up.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be a huge end to the year. The teams have just come back, obviously, from New Zealand not that long ago, got stuck into the pre-Bathurst test, got over here. Then you've also, beyond this, you got Adelaide and Gold Coast before that as well. So massive end of the year and pretty taxing. And I think everyone's going to be pretty buggered even by the end of this this week, as is normal at Bathurst. But especially with the weather that they've got to encounter and try and get their heads around.
Now, it's been steadily raining here all day, but you've braved the elements and headed out into the paddock on a couple of occasions. What's the vibe out there like today?
It's pretty hard to find people. No, people are trying to stay dry, but you got all your normal kind of stuff and people getting themselves, ready to go and all set up. And, I was up at the Red Bull Ampol Racing Garage and, they were practicing a battery change, covering all bases sort of, because you never know what this place will throw at you over the course of 161 laps. So,
well, they're definitely going to be using the electrical system on Sunday with the wipers running and with all the electrical components in the car being pushed quite hard, yeah, given the weather.
Yeah. Yep. So, and that, classic Triple Eight, being trying to prepare for anything that might come their way. And those guys obviously, and they happen to have the in-form car and the guy that loves driving them wet. Well, he kind of says he doesn't, but
he just happens to be very, very good at it. Yes.
That was good. Interesting to see, but. And teams have still been doing, I saw Tickford Racing, they were sending their guys out to do track walk, wearing the high vis despite the rain. So,
I think I saw the Grove team heading out to do the same thing, and I think they were overly excited to head out, and I can't really blame them.
Yeah, no, Tim Edwards did say that he was a smart one, got here at 6 a.m. to do a track walk before the weather set in. So he was quite happy to be standing in the garage while the rest of the guys went out and did their turn.
Of course, no cars on track here today, Wednesday at Bathurst. Unlike 12 months ago when we had cars on track on Tuesday and there was that big smorgasbord of support categories, but all the action starts here on Thursday tomorrow. But that doesn't mean there wasn't anything going on today. There was a transporter parade through town, big driver signings through town. There was a very nice turnout of people there who also braved the weather to go see the stars of the event. And there was a nice little activation this morning in pit lane regarding one of the wildcard entries.
Yeah. especially us here at V8 Sleuth. We love a bit of retro kind of stuff.
We
and,
sure do.
Looking back. And yeah, so the Caltex wild card, Caltex Young Stars, who are, you know, I guess that's the branding for the Matt Charter Motorsport wild card, fielding Matt Charter and Jalen Robotham. Yep, so they got the 2003 Caltex Falcon out of Russell Ingall. Yeah, so that sat in the pit lane next to the 2022 car, and yeah, which was pretty cool to see.
I think there would not be too many long-term supercars fans who would not remember where they watched that number 9 Caltex Falcon in its last race with Russell Ingall, or last race of 2003 with Russell Ingall, and bypassing a very angry M. Scaife after he had somehow mysteriously ended up off the road.
Yep. It's, yeah, it's one of those moments that, yeah, pretty much, yeah, you can't forget. But yeah, and look, and among other things, yeah, so there was a driver parade through, I think, the town today. Unfortunately, though, yeah, it was sort of a closed lid kind of affair, so not quite the spectacle that everyone, you know, would ideally love. You know, this is the first full Bathurst since 2019, since before COVID. I guess everyone's still trying to make the most of it, but yeah, it's a bit of a challenge at the moment with the weather.
And it's going to remain a challenge for the rest of the weekend. I think if you're watching at home, you'll at least be nice and dry and not have to trek through spectator areas that may get increasingly slushy. But I tell you what, was in the Recco shop earlier today, and they've got all the things you need for wet weather, umbrellas, all sorts of things. So if you are trackside this weekend and you're listening to us, pop in there if you have not come as prepared as you might be for these conditions. Now, tomorrow there are cars on track. All practice begins for all the categories, including supercars, with two sessions across the day. But something else that's happening tomorrow, we're going to see the new Gen 3 Mustang.
Yep. So until now, it's appeared in S550 or sixth generation, body. Having the S650, the seventh generation car or the shape launched last week and last month rather, sorry.
And, it all happens very all blends into one in the lead up to Bathurst.
Yep, and. Yep, so that'll be revealed in the flesh tomorrow. That will be a worldwide first, I believe, as far as a the seventh generation Mustang as a race car. So we're pretty lucky here in Australia. It'll be great to see. Obviously, it's not that long until that car will actually hit the track in a competitive sense. It's, 5 months away until Newcastle was meant to be getting going for the 23 season. So that'll come. That'll be live on TV as well. And yep, so that's scheduled to be about 12:30, New South Wales time. So. Yeah, that'd be fantastic to have a look at that. And, I know the supercars and DJR personnel have been working pretty hard in the last few weeks to really get that conversion completed. It should be cool to see how different it does actually look from the previous version.
And the man himself, Dick Johnson, will be behind the wheel of the car, I believe.
He will get the first laps for that car, which, he's made a habit of. 20 years ago, actually, I believe it was here where he debuted the BA.
Indeed it was.
So DJ, pretty fitting, really. It'll be fascinating to hear what he thinks about it.
Indeed. Now, if you haven't already, check out all the Bathurst-themed episodes we've released on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Retco in the lead-up to the 1000. Aaron Noonan and myself ran the ruler over the field and previewed this year's race, and we've also debated which is the greatest Holden ever to race in the Great Race. Of course, 2022 marks the last time Holden will be racing in the Bathurst 1000. And we also looked back at the 1992 Bathurst 1000, which was, I can't believe it's 30 years ago this year, that probably about... 20 to 30 metres from where we were standing, Jim Richards lined up and hit a whole bunch of supporters right between the eyes with the pack of arseholes insult.
It's just like the Ingall Scaife moment. It's one of those ones that just completely unforgettable. And
Certainly Jim's never been allowed to forget it.
And it was a day something like this, was it not?
So, it really was. It rained. Yes. Yeah. The entire V8 Sleuth team is on the ground here at Mount Panorama this weekend, so keep an eye on the website, v8sleuth.com.au. Connor, thank you for joining us for today's episode.
Thanks, Will. Thanks for having me.
And we'll chat to you all tomorrow with a wrap of all the action from the opening day of the 2022 Repco Bathurst 1000 on Repco Bathurst Daily.